Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I think we can all agree this morning that Disneyland or Disney World is a special place. Anyone in disagreement with that? A very special place. And if you think about what makes it special, I just wrote down some attributes that makes it special. When you go to Disney World, it doesn't really matter the words that you say. You don't have to give fancy words or words to look good and impress others. You're just in the kingdom. It's a place in which it doesn't matter what your background is or what you've done in your past. You're in the kingdom. It doesn't matter what your status is or your titles, accomplishments, your achievements in life. You're in the kingdom. In fact, you're given permission to just roam about and have fun and go on rides and eat all sorts of food. It might bring indigestion later, but it's a fun place to be. It was about a year ago that I took Kaya and Claire, three of us, to Disney World in Orlando. It was about this week, I think, maybe a few weeks before this. Woke up in the morning and the weather forecast was for torrential downpour and for a tornado to come through Central Florida and through Orlando. And I told the girls, perfect day to go to Disney World. No lines. Yes, we were soaked, but we wandered. We went wherever we wanted to go. It was awesome. By the end of the day, we had tracked 30,000 steps. I kept track. So we reached our goal in that one day. Wow, really exciting. There was something inspiring that I read about Disney World as we were going through the park. Maybe you've heard this before. The second story windows above the shops are dedicated to people who helped build the kingdom. Anybody know that? Yeah, a few people knew that. Their names are up on the window above the shops at Disney World. You know what's interesting about that is that it doesn't matter what the people, what their accomplishments were or what their achievements were, their legacy, it's right there. Their names are up there. Their legacy is that they're a part of the kingdom of Disney World. How awesome is that? As followers of Jesus, that's who we are. And Jesus invites us to be about his kingdom, to be participants in his kingdom. That's your legacy. For the sake of this message, I want to really compare and contrast St. John's Gospel, chapter 9, two approaches to living life that are very different. And we got to watch what we're doing here because we want to be kingdom builders. There's two ways to go about life. We can be castle builders, that's fun, or we can be kingdom builders. What's the difference? Difference number one, a castle builder is someone who builds moats so that they can keep people out from getting into the castle. Fair enough? Yeah. Kingdom builders are people that build bridges to let people in. From our text in St. John chapter 9, we see that Jesus' own disciples, surprise, surprise, they're nothing more than castle builders. Why? They want to build a moat and kind of keep track of who's in and who's out. How do we get that? Look at their question from verse 2. They raise this question to Jesus. Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The disciples in their minds, you see what their minds are thinking about. They want to keep track of what he's done wrong. At this time, a physical infirmity of any kind, whether it be with your legs or your eyes, was actually an indication of an internal problem and a sin maybe that you had committed. So the disciples might have thought that this man had done something to deserve his blindness from birth. That's where their minds are going. Or they were coming to the conclusion that his parents had sinned in some grievous way. This teaching goes back to the Old Testament, in which the sins of the fathers passed down to the third or fourth generation. The situation is this. The disciples were not thinking about building bridges to bring this guy into the kingdom. They were building a moat to keep him out. And the takeaway lesson for us as we think about living our life is this. We're castle building if we're doing nothing more than keeping track of sin and whose fault is it or why we're angry for why the way that we are. We're just practicing castle building if we're keeping track of sin and other people's sin and keeping them out. Difference number two between a castle builder and someone who is a kingdom builder is this. A castle builder builds dungeons to keep people contained if they don't really agree with them. Kingdom builders allow people to move and live in grace.